Good afternoon.
Was it a no-brainer coming to Minnesota? Did you have to look at a bunch of other options, or how did it all come together?
My agent pretty much did all the work, and Minnesota was definitely on top, and I'm glad to be a Viking.
Why was it on top?
Because they reached out. They reached out before anybody else did. And like I said, purple and gold. I played at East Carolina. Got the same colors, and I'm back in purple and gold.
Giants last offer.
Last offer?
Yeah, what was their last offer?
I really don't know the exact number. I know it was nowhere in there, the Vikings number. I should say that.
What was it specifically about the defense or the coaching staff that you liked?
I like the defense here because they really work hard. Like last year, they lost a lot of games only by 3 points. So they know how to work hard. You know what I mean? I'm glad that the Vikings gave me an opportunity to come here and to help and to build to get a Super Bowl.
You surprised how quickly everything kind of came together and got done?
It was, like I said, first time doing it, so it just happened so fast. You know what I mean? Like I said, in the first hour, it was already done, so it was quick.
What's that three-day negotiating window like? I mean, does that kind of help you weed through the process?
Like I said, my agent did most of the work. You know, he just called and just let me know what things are going and what direction things are going, and I just listened to him and I trust him and we made the best decision.
Future's sitting in someone else's hands. What is that 3 days like for you?
I mean, I try just to stay calm and just let my play do the work.
What do you know about Minnesota? How many times you've been here before and all that?
I came here 4 years ago on a visit, and I guess I didn't get drafted here, but I'm back here. Everything still looks the same, and I like the head coach. He's a strong guy, just like Coach Coughlin. I think we're going to get along well.
Remember who you're looking at?
It was two other teams. I guess I could say Oakland Raiders and Atlanta Falcons. But like I said, Minnesota was the one on top.
Have you already started to look at maybe how you'll fit in on the defensive line?
Yes, more of a run stopper. Go inside, play a shade, and stop the run. And let the guys on the outside get some sacks. I know Griffin, we came out together, so that's good, you know what I mean? So I'm excited. I'm excited to work with these guys and try to get them better, try to teach them what I know so we can win games and try to go to the Super Bowl again.
What is it about the strong teams that you like, or what did you learn most from Coach Coughlin?
He's straightforward. I can tell he's straightforward, and he's defensive-minded, and he wants to win. And by them giving me an opportunity to show me that they really, really want – hard-working guys to come in and help contribute to win games.
You don't mind if they're passionate in that
approach either? I don't mind at all.
Do you have a chance to, as you're going through the weekend process and know that the Vikes have an interest, any opportunity to watch film and see what Zimmer's defense is all about from Cincinnati or anything?
No, not really. I talked to him already, and it's pretty much like the Giants. It's not going to be a hard transition at all. So I'm just excited to get started. I really have a preference. I'm just glad to be off the board, and I'm glad to be with the Vikings.
Being a free agent, was it all you anticipated it would be, or is this what you had been told it would be like?
I mean, I heard all the different things. Just like when I went to the combine, I heard a lot of different things, but it happens fast. That's all I'm going to say. It happens really, really fast, and you just have to be ready for it.
People I've talked to said you're kind of just scratching the surface, still a young guy, and you're ready to break out. Do you look at it that way?
I look at it that way. I feel like every year as a pro, I got better, and now I'm with the Minnesota Vikings, and I want to get even better. I want to try to make it to the Pro Bowl and, like I said, win some more games and win a Super Bowl here.
What would you get better at? What do you still need to get better at?
Just being a run stopper and just getting off the pass, just being a student of the game. Every year I feel like I got better from just my stats and just as a person or as a teammate. And I like the course of where I'm going at.
Describe the thrill of winning the Super Bowl and already having won one. Does that mean you can be more patient in your next situation because you already have a ring?
The first one came so fast. You know what I mean? So I'm second year in the lead, and hard work. You have to be a true team. You have to be together. And that's what
I feel like it's going to happen here. We're going to get together, and then the second one is going to be bigger than the first one.
So there will be a second one for you here?
Hopefully there will be a second one while I'm here.
How do you like being the biggest guy in the field most of the time?
I feel pretty good. I've always been like this all my life. You know what I mean? After, I guess, high school. So it feels pretty good to be the big guy on the field and still run with the small guys. So it's a good feeling.
It's kind of strange to say that you have still so much to prove to yourself and to the league, yet you already have the experience of going to a Super Bowl. So when you come to this team, you'll be like a veteran in many respects to teach some of the younger guys the mentality of going forward and finishing not only games but seasons. Do you take that on as a leadership role?
Yes, I really do. I feel like my job to come here is just to grow as a person, but help this team grow as well, and just for us to make history.
What player took you in the Giants over the last 4 years and helped you grow in that?
It was just more of a collective thing. I think that's why it was kind of close. It was just a team thing. You have the Barry Cofield, the Chris Cantes, you know what I mean, Justin Tux, the Kiwi. You stick together, and when you stick together, you go far. So that's what I want to try to bring here, togetherness.
What's that like playing nose tackle, all those bodies flying around you?
It's fun. This is a fun game, and I'm just glad I have an opportunity to play.
What do you think you've got that makes you an effective nose tackle?
I have size, I have speed, I have smarts, and I make plays. And at the end of the day, that's what this game is about, making plays. Growing up, Pat. I watch Pat. Pat is a physical guy. He loves to slam guys. I mean, so I watch him a lot. And those guys. Who else I watch? Those are pretty good. Henderson from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was a big guy. He's normally bigger than everybody else too. He was a nice, strong, physical guy, and he moved pretty good on his feet.
Is
there
anything you like most about Pat?
That he just. His attitude. He wanted to be better. He wanted to show everybody that he is good. He still have it, and he wanted to show that he's an all-time great. He has something to prove from where he started to where he finished.
Trash talking like him?
No, I'm not trash talking. Not at all.
How do you think your games compare to you and Pat?
Just make plays. Pat made a lot of plays as a Viking, and he's loved around here. And I want to be the same way.
When did you start playing football?
I started playing football in high school, my second year of high school. That's when I took it serious. So about 10 years. I've been playing football 10 years.
And you're born in what, Virgin Islands?
Virgin Islands.
Did you come over?
I came over to the United States, or Florida, when I was 10.
Oh, okay.
So.
Why East Carolina?
They gave me opportunity.
Any other offers out there when you came
out? I was supposed to originally go to the University of Florida. And they backed off at the end, and East Carolina gave me opportunity, and I just took it. Everything happened for a reason. I took advantage of it.
So did you know Sharif at all?
I know Sharif. I know a couple guys on the team that went to Florida. You know what I mean? I trained with a couple of the guys, and we all pretty much the same age. So we came in the league together, so it's pretty cool.
What's it like? A lot of young guys also on that line, Brian, but is that help out and then trying to get that camaraderie that you're looking for?
Like I said, guys the same age, come through, like pretty much been through the same thing, is going to help bring the team together. So I think that's a plus.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Excellent.